Greetings, lovely listeners. I want to talk about the type of mediumship that I have been guided to offer by Spirit. I will credit my first 5 years of self-development, of mediumship, to an organic way of coming to know, I guess, the ebb and flow of Spirit. Spirit was my teacher the first 5 years of my mediumship. And you know what? I used to really regret that. I used to say, darn, if I would have found Mavis when I first started. Darn, if I would have gone to AFC or Lilydale or Omega Institute or Journey Within when I first started. Darn, if I would have, you know, studied under Janet in the beginning. I used to say all of that, and now I say none of it. Because those first five, six years of development with Spirit, I was getting to know myself. I was starting to understand, starting to really believe and understand the weaving of our two worlds, ours and Spirit, how they come together and how they're always around. I came to these knowings on my own through every single session I offered. I did not have a mentor. I had a few small groups in the community who taught me about the clairs, and that was it. And that it was still good. It was still great. I'm very thankful for that. But the first 5 or 6 years, it was me, myself, and Spirit. And I'm forever grateful, because what it did was ingrain a way of working, ingrain in myself and how I think of mediumship and how I approach it and what I allow from Spirit and how I share that with others. What it did was it made all of that form naturally. I had no teacher breathing over my neck telling me to give a checklist in the beginning. I had no teacher telling me to use certain verbiage for when to check in. It was strictly created from the Jennifer that had lived for, I don't know what, 35, 36 years. It was a true representation of who I was as a person. The way I expressed my I know that Spirit comes through and they share their qualities and expression, all that. I'm talking about my human body that has to be the vessel and how I express it. It was formed 100% with no one breathing down my neck, just what I felt natural, what I felt right in how I relayed to clients, how I received from Spirit. There was no use clair conjunctions. There, you know, what I teach now, there was no give a complete thought. There was no see, feel, know all together at once. It was pure, raw, I'm meeting a new species that's communicating differently, and I'm going to try my best, and no one's going to judge us in this. It was golden. And that organic formation of my mediumistic style throughout all the training I've received the past, you know, that second half of my mediumistic existence, I'll say, you can't erase the first 5 or 6 years of that ingrained organic style. I've tried, y'all. I've tried. It just doesn't feel right. And I think that is because I know what truly does feel right, because I was able to figure out what felt right, which is how I feel with Spirit and relaying that. And I take a look at all these people that, you know, did get the mentors and the tutors from day one, year one. Year one, day one. And I think a lot of us don't know how to be natural in our mediumship or organic. I think that they don't realize they aren't organic because they don't know the organic way. And again, the organic way of mediumship is based on you, your individual organic self, how you speak, how you talk, your expressions, your mannerisms. I think one of the saddest things we do in these classes, I'm not going to say we, I don't do this. I take a very organic, natural walk to the beat of your own drum. Let's see your personality in your mediumship, right? But I think what a lot of tutors are doing out there is they're doing, like I said earlier, they want you to use certain words. They want you to be flat-faced, flat-toned, strong, professional. I don't know if you heard the episode where I was talking about how a particular style of mediumship was like coming across a prosecution attorney in the courtroom. Yes, that's how I've really thought about some mediums I've seen demonstrate. You know, some everywhere. I've seen them everywhere in all the spaces I've visited or just seen online to watch the mediumship. And I feel like tutors do a great injustice to the medium developing by programming them to be robotic in their appearance, the way they look, the way they sound, the way they present, the way they receive from spirit. And I think some of us have that kind of instilled in us from day one, and we don't know what organic mediumship is. And so I am making this podcast because I went out of town for a family wedding Friday night. It was beautiful. It was in San Antonio, Texas. It was lovely. And I'm finally getting around to recording some more podcasts and responding to some emails. And I had a lady reach out who is interested in my mentorship. And her last sentence in her email said, "I'm really drawn to your organic approach." And I thought, oh, this is exactly what I want, organic mediums. What does she really mean by that? And so I took a minute to think about that. And before I could even go further, I was like, you know what, let me just hit record and put this on a pod. And so what I teach, okay, it's the last little part of this podcast. You know, first of all, I want to say this, and I know that some of y'all are going to have your jaws drop when you hear this, but this is the first time ever come January, which I've been running mentorship for 5 years now. I've been teaching, y'all, I started teaching at 24. I've been teaching for, I'm doing math on a Sunday. That's never good. 22, I'm in my 22nd year of teaching. I've taught everything, or I've taught in many different types of settings, public school, private setting, one-on-one groups, core classes, elective classes. I've taught adults with the metaphysical. And I've taught a lot of things in the metaphysical to adults, one-on-one, large group. And you know, when I look back at all those positions of where I held teacher at, actually, I think I started teaching it. Yeah, 23, 24. When I look at all these teaching positions I've had, I did what I felt right with that curriculum. And that's what I do with my mediumship, especially. I do what feels right with the medium. I do what feels right with spirit, and that is always what is going to improve the student's mediumship the best and allow spirit to be the clearest with the medium, in how the medium opens up and receives the technical aspect of this, the mind, the approach to mediumship, right, and how we work with spirit in the beginning, in the middle, the wrap-up of a contact. I do what feels right. And what feels right usually comes about by observation and deepening my mediumship with spirit, just like I've done with all my students from kindergartners. Do I roll my eyes? Do I love them? Do I say, thank God I'm not doing that anymore? I don't know. It's all of it. From my little kindergartners I taught all the way up to my 7th, 8th graders. And then to my, I can't even say that. I've taught or mentored every single age group through elementary, secondary, and then none really in college, but then young adult to elder adult with the metaphysical. I've always done and shifted and changed when I felt the natural way, when I just was aware that there was a way that was better, when an indoctrinated system or curriculum or expectation of what I needed to instill in these kids to help them be like the strongest math student or reading student or whatever, I didn't listen to that, y'all. I didn't listen to those pre-writ curriculums. I used it as a guideline. And I listened to my intuition and I knew what would serve my students best. And I do the same with my mediumistic students. So the organic approach to mediumship, what we're starting to do in January this year is we're not touching relationship. I'm done with relationships. I don't think we need to think about them. I don't think we need to reach for them. And this is just one example, y'all, of my organic way of mediumship. Yes, it's progressive. I know it's different. Some of you may laugh. Some of you may be curious. Some of you may just stop the podcast right now and never come back. But I am telling you, come January, we're not touching relationship. I'm done with lessons over it, how to feel it, reach for it, expect it. I'm not even going to acknowledge it because I don't think it needs to be acknowledged. I think it flows in whenever it's meant to flow in. And I don't even think we need to give it a second thought. Because when and if it does enter in, you won't expect it. And it'll be so strong and a knowing or feeling that you won't deny it. It'll just be part of that natural flow, which is how I teach. And I'll touch on that in a second. When you're in the heart of communication with spirit, the relationship can come in as a very strong knowing in the beginning. A knowing is not you reaching. I want to make that very clear. Claircognizance is not you reaching and thinking or wanting something and then getting that knowing from it. A knowing is there without any intent or reach for it. A knowing comes in with an image naturally, or a feeling, or it just comes in. It's almost like this little blooming of a flower inside, and you just know it at your core, and then feeling with it. A knowing is not reached for. And yet that honestly is my strongest way to receive relationships when they do come in. But then it's emotions. And when I get the emotional hit, I get it more so. And this is just me. I'm not saying it's an absolute. I get the emotional relationship hit when it's usually a maternal feeling, but it's not mom giving it to me, or it's a paternal feeling and it's a dad-like figure or dad's side or mom's side. And that's all we need to get in a relationship sense detail to either identify the spirit or move forward with the conversation and memories or stories. I think that's how we need to approach it. So a relationship is nothing that should be thought about. The same with ways of passing. This is a big peeve of mine. Spirit people don't want to talk about how they passed. I've had a student say, but the passing is just always there and I know it. And I thought, well, you're psychically reaching for it, or spirit is working with you a little bit. And I said, how accurate are you on that? I asked this medium. She says, well, not 100%. And I said, exactly. And she says, sometimes it's really confusing. And I said, yeah, I bet it is. Well, I didn't say that. I said, I thought, yeah, I bet it is. And I just thought, I wonder if she's going to be able to open up to letting go of that security blanket of wanting that relationship. Because if she's not, she's not going to make it in my classroom because she's been indoctrinated. But she did, and she grew, and she worked with her mediumship a different way, a more organic way. I don't think We need to ever worry about receiving anything, way of passing, relationship, age, gender. I think that totally defeats the purpose of what awareness of spirit is, and that is a blend. When we blend with something, we are surrendering and giving up our individuality. And in that surrender, it's not just about blending with the spirit person and letting go. Let's talk about what we're actually letting go of here. First of all, we're letting go of our conscious mind and creating our own thoughts. We're sharing our consciousness with spirit. We're letting go of any requirements we have. We are letting go of any type of the gentlest energetic curiosities to reach, and that's a hard one. Blending is losing yourself. You know the saying, she blends in with the crowd. Think about that. Think about what that saying means. And that's what we need to do with spirit, though. We are not one anymore when we're a medium with spirit. We are, some would argue, two, right? But aren't we multiple? And it's just food for thought, listeners. Organic way of working is just turning on and speaking. And I tell my students, you never think at all about what you've just said, and you never think about or reach for what's coming next. Not at all. And if you can master that, which you can, I've seen year ones do it so well so many times, right? But if you're an indoctrinated medium or you've taken other programs where there are these checklists or there's stipulations about relationship, age, passing, just physical description, all of that, then you're going to have some of you may get over this really quickly. Some of you may let that go very quickly, is what I mean to say. And some of you may have a little bit of a struggle, but it's just something that, you know, you tweak a little bit and you're there. We can all get to this space of, okay, I'm ready. Let's let everything roll through me and let's surrender ourselves to spirit, not knowing what we're going to say, with no expectations, and let's just see where spirit leads us, where this organically goes. And I think that when you watch my mediums work, who have really embraced this organic method of teaching I have, there's nothing like it. You never know what they're gonna say. You never know this pre-programmed syntax, expected syntax of conversation with spirit. We let spirit work however we want. They want to come in, give us a description of someone alive and get straight to the message. We let it. If you're a doubter, wait, I need proof that there's someone there. You know what? We're not going to care. We need to honor spirit and how spirit needs to work with that crowd and that client. Well, you know what? Okay, I know I have a female here. The female that she showed me is your mom who's alive. And this is a woman who doesn't want to talk about herself, but she's given me such crazy evidence about your mom. She's very passionate about getting her a message. And sometimes that's how spirit people want to work it. I don't care what skeptics say or other tutors out there. Hell, that's probably why I'm running my own program. I don't think we need the evidence on the spirit person when they come in with kick butt evidence on the alive. They're making it very clear. And no, the medium isn't reaching, but the spirit person is making it very clear. You know what? The time that I have with you, Jennifer, the medium, I want to get straight to the point about her mother, who's my daughter. Her mother in spirit, so I'm going to describe her, and I'm going to say what I want to say. Just all examples of organic flow, listeners. This is kind of what to expect in my program, except I light a fire and hold you to it. And that is why these small classes are so golden. Because I guide you through the context, and I'm going to share another podcast on that right now. So anyway, just a little bit of info on how I work and how I run my program. It's not going away. I'm very passionate about this organic way of working, mainly because I think we're blended with spirit all the time and they're all around us. And I think to really do what spiritualism asks, which is to be aware of spirit and to hold spirit close throughout life, we need, that's organic. When we live life, we live organically. We never know when spirit's going to come in. That in itself is organic with spirit. Why would we not treat our mediumship the same when we actively turn on and bring contacts from spirit for people? So this is not going away. It's a certain way of working that I'm creating here. It is progressive. It is revolutionary, which it's written in my natal chart. I'm not surprised, but I'm very passionate about it. And I've seen this way of mediumship work so beautifully. If you're signed up for my program, I hope you're excited to learn this way. I think you're going to love it. I think you're going to be a lot less stressed and more relaxed and more excited and more thankful, because you really get to become these communicators even more this way, this organic way I teach. So if you're thinking about signing up for mentorship, I literally have 1 to 5 spaces left. We begin January 22nd, 25th. So we're still over a month away. I will open up more space if I need to. If you're interested, email me at jenniferfezio@gmail.com. If you have any questions for a podcast, I'd love to answer them for you. I love questions. They're so fun. So send them to me. All right. Until next time, listeners.